This is a data lead indicating a follow-up progress node, patient name Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S, Samson, S-A-M-P-S-O-N, data service 12-19-2023, place, future care, Charles Village, date of birth for this patient is 5-22-1962, place, future care, Charles Village, date of service 12-19-2023. This is a follow-up node, progress node, subjective patient has been admitted to the subacute nursing rehab for physical therapy because he was recently hospitalized with cardiomyopathy, CHF exacerbation, ejection fraction is 35-40%, coronary artery disease, hypertension, polysubstance abuse. Patient was managed in the hospital for the acute and chronic CHF exacerbation. Patient significantly recovered when PTOT done. He was advised to go to subacute rehab. While in the rehab, patient has been getting better. Today, when I saw him, he's feeling much better. No headache, no dizziness. He was recently tested positive for COVID, but he's totally asymptomatic, and he doesn't want any kind of antiviral therapy at this point. On examination, he's awake, he's alert, oriented to M3, very pleasant male. His blood pressure is 136 over 60, pulse 74, temperature 98.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender bowel from past extremities, bilateral trace, edema noted, but no cough tenderness, good pedal pulses, neuro, he's awake, alert, oriented time 4, assessment number 1, CHF exacerbation currently improving. Next line, recent COVID infection. Currently, he's asymptomatic. Next line, CKD. Next line, pleural effusion. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, generalized weakness due to deconditioning and recent hospitalization. Plan of care, have reviewed all the medication, will continue all his current medications, and clinically he's improving, he's doing very well with physical therapy, and he will maintain under diuretics for CHF along with losartan and beta blocker. Next line, for hypertension, he's maintained on metoprolol, losartan. Next line, cardiomyopathy. He's also maintaining on spironolactone 25 milligram daily. We'll continue all his current medications, and patient doesn't want any medication for COVID at this point. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
how can I help you?
Oh, Dr. Ali, this is Complete Care, Linda speaking.
Yes.
Mr. Fink, he was trying to transfer himself from the bed to the wheelchair, but he said that he fell on his back. Now he's complaining about the knee, the back, and the wrist. And he said that, oh, I need X-ray.
Yeah. Okay. Which side of the knee, right or left knee?
That's right side.
Okay, do X-ray of the right knee, right wrist, and what else? Hip?
Okay. And I have...
Hello, I didn't finish. So I said right hip, he's complaining of pain, right hip?
You say what?
He's complaining of pain in the hip, wrist, and the knee, right?
No hip, back.
Okay, they do lumbar spine. Write it down so don't forget. Lumbar spine X-ray, right wrist. Lumbar spine X-ray, right wrist X-ray, and right knee X-ray.
Oh, okay.
And add right hip also.
You say what?
Hip, right hip. Is any bruise or he just complaining of pain?
No,
he's
just complaining, no bruise.
Okay, all right. Do X-ray, that's good. Good for him.
Okay. And I have this woman, trying to reach to the Malik.
Huh?
I'm trying to reach Dr. Malik, but
uh-huh.
He's not picking up the call. I have Miss Fema, Nolan Block. She's in room number 130. See? She's confused right now. So I was trying if we can do start UA.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.